From the WGXC Newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Friday, November 27, 2015. I'm Philip Graham. John Mason is reporting in the Register-Star that two Democrats, Arthur McGuire in Taconic and Patty Mahaney of Ghent, have prevailed in their respective town board races following the tabulation of absentee ballots by the Columbia County Board of Elections. In Taconic, McGuire and incumbent Republican Richard Skoda came out the winners. In Ghent, Matt Haney and incumbent Republican Peter Nelson were the top vote getters. McGuire defeated incumbent Linda Schwartz by one vote. Matt Haney defeated incumbent Richard Sardo. Both will take the oath of office on January the 1st. The ballot count was completed last week, but the final results were not determined until ballot challenges were resolved on Tuesday, November the 24th. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Roger Harrigan Gilson is reporting in the Register-Star that the paper is now 230 years old, making it the second oldest paper still in print nationwide. The paper is only a few months older than the Poughkeepsie Journal. The Register-Star has undergone many incarnations since it was founded as the Hudson Gazette in April of 1785 by Ashbel Stoddard and Charles Webster. The Gazette began as a weekly publication. The paper ceased publication for more than 20 years, but was revived in 1824. The Hudson Daily Register was founded immediately after the Civil War, and nearly a century later purchased the Star, and the Register-Star was born in 1952. The Register-Star was bought by the Johnson Newspaper Corporation in 1997. The paper began operating from a building located on the corner of 4th and Warren Street in 1861, where it remained until Columbia Green Media moved its offices to the corner of Green and State Streets in 2012. To celebrate its history, the Register-Star will publish various historic pages in its print edition, and the county's top 25 athletes will be featured in the sports section through the end of the year. You can read that full story in the Register-Star. Jay Brayman, Jr. is reporting in the Daily Freeman that it appears unlikely the slopes of Bel Air Mountain Ski Center will be open this weekend. Bel Air is owned by the state and located in Shandaken, Ulster County. The resort has often offered skiing right after Thanksgiving, but Tom Tarr, the site superintendent, said that will not happen this year. Tarr said, and I quote, "We're hoping for a strong opening the next weekend," end quote. From the top of the mountain to the lower lodge at Bel Air, the ground is covered with machine-made snow, but Tarr said it is not enough to support skiing. The resort intends to stockpile man-made snow to reduce melting over the holiday weekend. Tarr hopes this will make for a good foundation to build on next week amid expected colder air. Both Windham Mountain and Catamount in Hillsdale are making snow, but have not announced an opening date as yet. Governor Andrew Cuomo on Wednesday, November the 25th, announced that Whiteface Mountain would open Thursday and Gore Mountain on Friday. Skiing in the state's 51 mountains generates $1 billion for the state economy. You can read that full story in the Daily Freeman. Michael Ryan in the Daily Mail reports that Windham Town Supervisor and former Police Chief Stacy Post pleaded not guilty on November the 24th to the four felony counts of eavesdropping and official misconduct. No date for the trial has been set. Post was indicted last year, but a judge started things over again. Post lost re-election big in November to Councilman Robert Pelham. He takes over for Post as supervisor on January 1st, leaving an open seat on the town board. You can read that full story in the Daily Mail. Brian Nearing is reporting in the Albany Times-Union that the New Platts lawmakers want the Department of Environmental Conservation, not the Thruway Authority, leading the environmental review of the Pilgrim Pipeline. The pipeline would travel 170 miles from the port of Albany to New Jersey, running along the Thruway for 90 miles. The pipeline would carry bacon crude oil to New Jersey and refined material back to Albany. While the pipeline largely stays near the Thruway, in Greene County, the proposed project veers east of Route 9W, west of Sleepy Hollow Lake in Athens, and then back near the interstate around Leeds-Athens Road. After Catskill, the pipeline veers west of the interstate briefly around Cortiskill Road. Recently, the DEC said it may turn over the environmental review of the proposed pipeline to the Thruway Authority. New Platts has already voted to oppose the change. The Kingston's Common Council will vote on a similar proposal December the 1st. Kingston City lawmakers voted in January 2015 to oppose the Pilgrim Pipeline. You can read that full story in the Albany Times-Union. And finally, the Daily Freeman has a rundown on how various services will be affected during the Thanksgiving holiday weekend. Amtrak is on holiday schedule through Sunday. Banks are open today, Friday. As for county offices, Greene County offices are open Friday. Columbia closed on Friday. Ulster will be open on a limited basis Friday. In Dutchess, water and wastewater offices will be closed Thursday and Friday. Federal offices are open on Friday. Financial markets are open until 1 p.m. on Friday. Greene County Transit has no service. Mail delivery is normal for Friday. Metro North is on holiday schedule through Saturday. Schools are closed on Friday. State offices are open on Friday. And Trailways is on holiday schedule. And now for the weather. The National Weather Service is predicting a partly sunny day for today with a temperature high near 63 degrees. For Friday night, scattered showers mainly after 4 a.m. It will be mostly cloudy with a low around 45 degrees. The forecast for the weekend, well, on Saturday, scattered showers mainly before 7 a.m. It will be cloudy with a high near 50 degrees. Saturday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 26 degrees. And on Sunday, mostly sunny with a high near 48 degrees. Sunday night, mostly clear with a low around 26. Sunrise today was at 7 a.m. and the sun will set at 4:25 p.m., providing us with 9 hours and 24 minutes of daylight, 2 minutes less than yesterday. And that wraps up the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for today, Friday, the 24th day of November 2015. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Philip Grant. Have a good day and a nice weekend.